This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli of TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. We're saluting NBC's original Law & Order, which is leaving TV after 20 years on the air. Our next guest is Esapaetha Merkerson, who plays Lieutenant Anita Van Buren. Terry spoke with her in 2006. Here's a clip from an episode in which she recognizes a dead body as the daughter of a close friend. The initial suspicion is suicide, but Van Buren suspects something else and visits the girl's mother.
Maybe it's for the better if this just went away.
Christine, I'm gonna tell you, I'm having trouble understanding your reaction to this.
It didn't happen to you, Anita.
No doubt. But I think you know something, and you're afraid to tell me.
I understand police procedure. I understand you need to ask me these questions.
Come on, I'm not here as a police officer. I'm here as your friend.
Then as my friend, please leave this alone and let us heal.
He's a serial abuser, Christine. He's gonna do it again.
Not here, he won't. And you don't understand because it's not your child at risk.
And Emily doesn't deserve more? Or are we not just talking about Emily here?
Please, just let this go.
Christine, has he made threats against Callie too?
I can't do this.
Did he call here?
Anita, I can't lose another child.
And you won't if you let me put this man away, but girl, you got to come clean.
Why are you all over me?
You remember when I was a rookie? And I wanted to quit because of all the crap I was taking on the job? Well, you said to me, don't let them beat you. And the reason I hung in was because you wouldn't let me give up, and I'm not gonna let you give up now.
What did you know about your character when you first got the part?
You know, the interesting thing is I knew nothing, and it happened quickly. I mean, literally, I got the job on a Friday, and I started working on a Monday, because that whole thing about NBC asking Dick to bring women on happened, I believe, at the last minute. So I literally
wait. What
had,
whole thing about asking him to
well,
bring women
there,
on?
Well, they were going to cancel Law and Order, and I think in its third season, because NBC wanted women on the show. So Dick let two of the guys go, and he brought on two women. That's how Jill Hennessy and I ended up on the show, because NBC was going to cancel it if he didn't bring skirts in. And it was really that simple. They didn't believe that the show could last without women on it. I don't think it was any, you know, really heavy thought other than a skirt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But what happened was when the show went to syndication, that's when our demographic changed, because there are a lot of women who were at home. And then we started getting more women viewers. So with the change in bringing women and going to syndication, it really did change the demographic of the show. But when I first started, I literally just hit the ground running. I wasn't able to even talk to any lieutenants until after my first episode, because we were so busy, you know, shooting the show. I really don't think anyone other than Dick was very clear about who this person was. And he did give me a biography of who he thought Van Buren was. And she came from a small family. There was no one in her family who was in law enforcement. It was something that she wanted to do. She's the kind of woman who shoots straight from the shoulder. And that was sort of a basic hit the ground running. And then I had the opportunity to meet a couple of female lieutenants. And the interesting thing is when I started, I believe there were only five in Manhattan. There was one lieutenant who was so cool. When you saw her, she literally looked like, you know, someone's aunt or, you know, sweet mother. But the minute she walked into the precinct, you knew she garnered serious respect from the guys that worked for her. And it was so cool watching this change from meeting her outside, walking through the precinct, and then going to her office. And when the door closed, we were giggling like a couple of girls. Someone would knock on the door. Her whole demeanor would change. It was really interesting having the opportunity to do that.
Esapetha Merkerson speaking to Terry Gross in 2006. Law and Order lasted 20 years on NBC, tying Gunsmoke as the longest-running primetime drama series.